You are listening to FPEA Connects, a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.
Welcome to episode number 96 of FPEA Connects. I am Suzanne, and I'm glad you're here with us today. Sharon is also joining us today.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. We both should be really great because we've just come back home from an amazing FPEA Fun in the Sun trip to the Florida Keys.
Yeah, it was a blast.
Wasn't it, though?
Sure was.
We enjoy that trip so much every year after convention.
Mm-hmm.
They give us about 3 or 4 weeks, and we are ready to go to the Keys. And along with several FPA homeschool families who enjoy going with us. And let's take some of the highlights off. Like, just, what was your favorite?
Oh, I enjoyed kayaking at John Penny Camp.
Kayaking at John Penny Camp was a lot of fun.
Oh, I also really enjoyed Fort Zachary, the beach at Fort Zachary. Because that's my first time to Key West.
Yes.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun. Yeah, I think that one of the things that I just really enjoy the most every year that we've done this is we have a great friend, marine biologist, Sherry Seligson, that goes along with us. And it's just so much fun to watch her with the kids.
Yeah.
Because the kids are exploring and experiencing all of the little creatures that they can find in the seaweed and the sand.
By day three, they are asking her about every single thing they find.
Yes.
What's this? What's this? It's great.
It is awesome. But that's a lot of fun. So that was a great trip. So we have been working on planning some other amazing events and field trips for the rest of this year, between now and next convention in May 2022. So speaking of planning, right? That's what we love.
Yeah.
We love planning. And that's what we're going to talk about today. More geared towards how to do your homeschool year plan. You know, planning for your homeschool year, especially if you're new to homeschooling, is very different than planning the rest of your life. Because I know you, like myself, we've always enjoyed planners.
Yes.
And adding things to our dates, stickers and all kinds of stuff to make it look pretty. Different colored pens to highlight different things. We have addictions here. But we love to plan, right? And so I think that that's awesome. But when you're homeschooling and you go from, you know, just your regular life to adding this homeschool planning to your life, it can seem a little overwhelming and a little daunting.
Yes.
Especially if you're brand new to homeschooling.
Yeah.
So the goal here today is to talk about how to break some of this down, I think, mentally so that you can think about how to plan for your homeschool year. And just some of the tips that, you know, I think that we have found along the way are really helpful in planning. So first of all, just kind of like hitting on some of the top priorities, right? So one, I would say the top priority is, this is going to sound a little bit interesting, create a plan to plan.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You've got to set aside some time.
Yeah.
You have to make a concerted effort.
Yeah.
To sit down and plan and think about how you're going to plan. So, I mean, you know, a lot of people that I know really thrive by planning. They have like a big picture for the year, you know, and set their goals for the year. And then the more immediate planning, they'll do kind of in chunks, you know, so maybe take a month at a time or a week at the time, you know, but kind of all still moving towards their goals that they've set for what they want to do during the year and working around things like, you know, holidays and vacations and things like that. So I think that, you know, a part of that is having what you need. So it helps when you're going to sit down to start planning. It helps to have an idea of major things that are happening in your life in a year to work around. And a good planner that you can work with is good. So let's talk about a good planner.
I know of one for sure.
For sure. FPEA has a phenomenal life planner. And I think it's one of the things that we created for families who homeschool, but with a mindset of kind of keeping everything in one place.
Right.
So it works really well for just planning your normal life stuff.
Absolutely.
With space that has room for you to plan for curriculum and field trips and book lists and anything else that you might need to help with homeschooling that you're doing at home with your kids. And then we've added some really fun features, things like, you know, giving you a place to do some meal planning so that you can work along, you know, through your weeks and months and have it all in one location. So that's one of the things. We actually, it's the FPA Life Planner. And that's really the way we look at it. This is one place where you can kind of, you know, get a good glimpse of your life every week, every month, and what you need to do. So definitely have a good planner. Have some good ideas when you go to sit down about how you want to highlight things in your planner. Is there a system you want to use? Is there, you know, a way that you can keep track of things that you want to do every month? So that's, I think, one of the first things, one of the first steps. Then I think, you know, another top priority is thinking about major changes. If you're implementing a major change in your life. So for people who are new to homeschooling, just homeschooling is that change. And I think you have to give yourself a little bit of room and a little bit of time to move into that, you know, and think about how you're going to do that. With your kids, with your family. And I guess in other words, you are going to just dive in, but don't have such a high bar of expectation on how that's going to go at first. You have to give yourself a little bit of room to implement new things and new changes.
Yeah, a warm-up period is not out of the question at all.
Right. So another idea that I had in my mind, you know, when you're talking about implementing change is the homeschool mom who's done things basically the same way for years, you know, and now you've got a child who is maybe going into, you know, their middle elementary years. And it was easier while they were preschooling and young.
Right.
But now you're wanting to implement some things you haven't done before. You know, whether that is playing a new sport, whether that is, you know, what it can look like. We haven't spent a lot of time outside every day, but now we've learned a lot about how healthy that is. And so now we're going to go outside every day. Right. How do you implement that change into your life so that you're not trying to cram everything in just like you've always done while you're trying to bring in the new? So I think you have to think about how the scheduling is going to look for new things that are changes.
Right.
For me, I think some of the biggest changes have come when I went from my middle school to my high school years because I had a plan. And then, you know, you start going through the high school and it's like, oh, your kid has a plan now.
Plans
like,
change.
Plans change. And they have their own mindset about some things. And you know, new interests, new activities, and new jobs, and things like that. I think you just have to leave a little bit of room to implement those kinds of changes in your plan as well. And another top priority, I think, is creating within your plan your routine. You know, so giving yourself time every morning to just have quiet time as a family, or, you know, time every day to have, you know, a set aside time where, you know, everybody's just going to go to their own place and read or do things like that on their own. Read aloud time with your family. There are so many different things. I know that a lot of families have a routine that starts with their morning time baskets, you know, and they do a lot that they can do together with multi-age children. So your plan needs to include time for that so that you don't miss those things that are important and those things that matter to your family.
Right.
Along the way. So I think in my mind, when I sit down, those are kind of like my top priorities. Like, what's really important to you this year? What do you really want to do? As I'm talking to my kids who are older, you know, what do I need to think about planning everything else around? And we have those discussions. So, you know, I'll camp there for just a minute. Let your kids be involved in some of this, because once you're starting to implement your routine and implement your plan, you definitely want them on board too with what you're doing. So, so have some conversations there. And then I like to talk about what I call is like choosing the things that are going to be constant, right? And making sure that as you're planning that you do include those things in your plans. And that can be everything like, it can range from, weekly play dates with friends with younger kids. It can be if you want to have a set aside time every week that you go shopping or that you do meal prep or planning. If there's a day that you know you're planning those things along the way, if it's going to make your life easier to know when that's going to happen, then put it in there. Make it a part of your plan and work around it. I think one of the other things, especially if you live around or interact a lot with, you know, family that doesn't live in your home, if you're going to do a family dinners or family game nights or anything like that, it's important to kind of know, is this going to be every other Tuesday? Is this going to happen once a month? Right. But be sure to put it in there. That way it doesn't get missed.
Right.
And you're not leaving, you know, something out. Other things that fall under those constants, you know, for us in the past have been sports, church activities, family time, you know, that we wanted to spend together just within our household, you know, movie nights or day trips or, you know, whatever it would be. Also, you know, anything, music lessons, theater, those types of things. So definitely having that as a part of your plan, then you don't look at your planner and go, oh my goodness, I forgot. Right. We do this every week and now we've planned around too much stuff for that, you know. And sharing those plans with your family, if your kids are old enough to understand that and look at that planner, you know, every week, like sometimes your children will have their own planners. I think that that's a good habit to teach your kids. Mine did. And they would take those things and add that all into their own planner along with people's birthdays and things that they were going to be involved in. So, so that's a good way to approach that. Now, what I call the highlights. This is kind of the fun part.
Oh, yeah.
For me. You're like, oh, yeah, this is the fun part. When you're looking at your planning, and I think doing this for people who are new to homeschooling, especially, this is really helpful. I think if you've been doing this for a while, you either made it a routine or you may have backed away from it and forgotten to include it. But when I'm looking, I always look at the seasons and I always look at what I want to do, even with my kids in high school. Like, what do we want to do that's relating to the season of the year? Is there a fall trip we're going to take? Is there, you know, something that I think, well, this is a really good time to study this. And so we're going to put in unit studies for younger kids that align with the seasons and the different, you know, periods of holidays that are coming. And that is everything from the books you're going to read during the time of the year to plays that you might want to take your children to, you know, to activities that they may be involved in that are seasonal, parades or, you know, costume parties or things like that. You plan all that stuff and have it on the, you know, calendar. I know my daughter now likes to have a fall tea with her friends. And, you know, so that's something that as we're thinking, we've got to figure out when are we going to do this and, and get it in there in the middle of, you know, summer. And I'm not ready to think about it. But we have to figure that out. So if you're doing things that are seasonal, that's some of the highlights. And I think, you know, it really helps to kind of have a big picture idea. I like to call these the book lights, but these are the reading lists. So, you know, for me every year, I have my kids and I'm, you know, what grade are they in? What age are they? And what books should they really read? Or do I really want them to read this year? Whether it goes along with curriculum or not, this could just be their own reading for enjoyment. But what books do I want to have them include?
Right.
The reading lists are good. And one of the things that we've incorporated into our planner, even because we recognize the importance of this, was the books you're going to read every month, you know?
Yeah.
So it works for your kids. It works for yourself. And it's a great place to document it. So, you know, for us at the end of the year, we do evaluations. So it's so much easier to go back. If you've written this down and made a plan for this, it's so much easier to go back and say, these are all the books we read, instead of the horrifying, you know, sitting down. What did we read this year? That can be a bad moment. So that's, you know, highlight the books. And then we talked about field trips and all the places that you'll go. We do a lot of experiential learning. We like to get out and see things and experience things for ourselves. So field trips have always been a part of our plan and a part of what we work our days and weeks around. So as you're planning, again, think about, you know, you really know that there's going to be a great FPA field trip to the Keys. You put that in your planner so you can work around those dates. And I have to mention, if it's an FPA trip, it's probably already in the planner for you. So you don't even have to ask us, right?
Right.
It's already there. But any little field trips that you know that are coming up, any big field trips, any family travel or vacations, those are the highlights you want to plug into your plan and then work around. And I guess the way I will approach my like last priority here is the loving to learn, right? So I think by the time you get excited and you've done your planning, you've thought about what the kids are involved in, what they're going to do every week, how your family time is going to go, how you're going to incorporate your own personal needs like shopping and reading lists and things like that for mom. You get to the part where you realize that, you know, every day, no matter what you're doing, your kids are learning. If your kids are helping you shop, they're learning. If your kids are helping you plan, they're learning about time management skills and goal setting and all of those other things. So, you know, you want them to love to have learning experiences like planning. And you want an environment in your home that teaches them all this that we're doing is learning. All of this is, you know, life skills that are important to learn. All of this is, you know, helpful to you to think about just as an individual for your kids, even from very early ages, to think about goals and things that they want to learn before Christmas or before the end of the year.
Right.
And so you're creating an environment that's excited to learn and interested in learning and understands that life is learning. And when you get done working through a plan that includes all of that and talking about it and putting it out there, I think what you see is that there's an excitement then for what I call the educating part, which is where you have to think about curriculum and what are you going to use and what are you going to implement into your life and into your schedule that's going to enhance all of these other things. If you are, you know, wanting to spend a lot of time outside with your kids, are you going to use curriculum that has a lot of nature studies or, you know, a lot of opportunities to make that symbiotic relationship between your curriculum that you're using and your life?
Right.
And I think that that makes things much, much easier, much less stressful because everything has a flow to it. And, you know, for us, like I said, travel has been huge. And as my kids were younger and even older, when we knew we were going to be in Washington, D.C., we used that as a learning opportunity, you know. And we didn't try to cram it in around something else that was unrelated at the time. So I think that when you're planning and you choose, what are your top priorities? What are the things that are going to be constant in your life every week, every month, whatever? What are the things that are like the big highlights, whether you're traveling or books that you want to incorporate? And then you take all of that and you come back to this is what we're doing as a curriculum. I think it works out a lot easier for the planning than starting at the front end and saying, this is the curriculum, this is the schedule for the curriculum, and now how do I fit the rest of my life into it? So it may be a different approach just looking at it from that perspective for a lot of moms, but I would encourage you to just really step back as you're planning the school year and look at it from this mindset and from this vantage point, you know, to see if it works better for you and it's an easier flow as you work through it to kind of lay it all out and then fit the rest of the education in, because through all of the other processes, your kids are going to be learning so much,
right?
About how to think through this for themselves, you know. So, any other thoughts on planning?
Well, I think ultimately, when you do the things you've outlined here, it is ultimately going to make it easier for you. And then you live life and you don't spend it worrying trying to check all the boxes if right. you've planned, you know, well.
Yeah.
It shouldn't even feel like there's a plan if you plan well.
Right. And I think, too, for me, I was able to look at it from this perspective and not feel like I had to carry a planner with me every single place that I went and make sure I was on schedule or doing right. the right thing, because I already knew that I hadn't scheduled something over those big things.
You know, yeah, I would also things. Say, don't be afraid to write in pencil because things yes. are going to change.
Things will change.
And it's okay.
Yes, that's absolutely true. And I think, you know, there's a lot of freedom in homeschooling. There's a lot of freedom in education absolutely. In general, right? right? But I think, especially for new moms, and I always like to say this to people, even who have been homeschooling for a long time, but people who are new to homeschooling, I was a teacher for 13 years in public and private school arenas. And, you know, I don't know any teacher that ever went through an entire textbook or right. anybody that ever got through something right. from the beginning to the end. Because that's not reality when right. you're in a learning environment. You want them to take away something that they really learn right. and remember. So, you know, don't feel the pressure when you're planning of getting through all of those pages in a book.
Right.
But do understand that if you create that love for learning and that flow of learning in your home, that your children are going to be self-learners much easier as they get older. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be motivated and understand that anything that they want to know about or learn about, they can pick up a book and read it and learn about it or search it, you know, and find it for themselves right. Because they will have learned how to plan and how to learn and how to set goals
right
through the whole process. So, well, anyway, our FPA planner is for sale right now on our website. And I would highly suggest that. It's a great tool. We've put a lot of thought into it as people who use planners a lot, yes. Like religiously for years.
Yes.
So we put a lot into planning it. But also if you're new to homeschooling or if you just have been doing it for a long time and you need help along the way, FPA is where you want to get connected to all things that have to do with homeschooling in Florida and even beyond, Florida. So check out our website, FPA.com, and you can definitely follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest for other homeschool tips and activities and any up-to-date information about all of our events, not only on our website, but also on our app, which you can find in the App Store. And that's a great tool for keeping up with our events as they're going throughout the year, because all of them are there. So join us next time right here on FPA Connects. Thank you for joining us today. We hope you've enjoyed our show and will join us next time for FPEA Connects. You can find us on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network at ultimateradioshow.com. For more information about FPEA, visit us at our website, fpea.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. Until next time, stay connected.